Welcome to another community radio interview. I'm Manuela and this is Local First. On the last weekend in June, the club Optimistic Caspa Springs had their last event and fundraiser of the season, the 37th annual three-pitch tournament. To talk about what it takes to organize such a successful fundraiser by a club of a small community like Caspa Springs, I reached out to Lucy Regibald, the treasurer of the club.
We had our third fundraiser for the Caspa Springs Optimist Club. It was our three-pitch mixed baseball tournament. So we held it on June 26th to June 28th. So it's 2.5 days. I guess it'll be the second biggest fundraiser that we have after the carnival. It's well attended. It was our 37th edition, if you want to put it that way. And the money has been just completed and tallied, and we've raised $8,074. Now, I need to make a little parenthesis here. We always say to people, all the money raised by the club is always brought back. The proceeds are given to the children of the community. But for people, that's just a line. So this time when we actually awarded the prizes at the end on Sunday afternoon, I sort of made a little comment so that people could understand. I said, so this particular case, we raised $8,074, but we have raised and reinserted back into the community $29,970. This is all the money used to shows, have activities, bring in things like ceramics and all that stuff. But in order to put it back into the community, we need to do fundraisers. And again, like I said, the ball tournament was the second biggest one. First one being the carnival. And then we end with the recycling drive. So this weekend was basically ties up. You know, you tie up your bow, you've done your whole year. Our year starts at the 1st of October and ends usually end of September. But July and August, I think we need a break. We just need to sort of re-energize ourselves and then think for the year ahead. So we've already started to do that. Now, people will say, well, how do you do that much money with a fundraiser like the ball tournament? We have two major sources, I guess, or I would say three. The first one is the registration fees for the teams. So we had 16 teams that were in the tournament. So that raises a good portion of the money. But we also need to say that we will have 7 sponsors that donated money towards the prizes awarded for all those winning, like the Division A, the runner-up, B, C, D. And I'd like to take the time to name them, because without them, the success wouldn't be possible. So we have Devro and Son and Stinson Professional Landscaping that gave money for the Division A. The runner-up was given by PLD Construction, which is Pat Demski, and with Rag Boy, which is operated by Josh Saint-Jacques. Then we had Bruce Gamache, which is a real estate. He gave for B Division. We had that GVE, which is a lawyer's firm in Orleans, who have been a great supporter for many, many years. Then we finished off with Next Level Services, which is the one that gave the D Division. So without these people, we wouldn't be able to cover the prizes. Then again, that's another expense for the club. And the third part, of course, is the bar. It always does well. We had a great team working behind the bar. She surpassed her profit from last year. Christine Goyette and her team did really well. Kudos to all these guys. I mean, we had young people behind the bar, which really warms my heart, because that tells me that we have people coming up behind us to take over. Like we say, stepping up to the plate, because that's what you need. And they did a great job. One of them, actually, I overheard him say, wow, I didn't know what I was getting into, because it's a lot of work. And it is, but it's so, so rewarding. The other thing that brings in the money, and I forgot about this, and again, I'll be bragging about myself. I'm called Ma Tante 50-50, which is Aunt 50-50. I don't even need to have bother people. They just give me the money. So this year, I was able to sell for $1,700 in one day. So the winner took home $850. So that's, again, money added to cover the extremely expensive cost of renting the ball tournament. Because just that was $3,700 this year, just the field. People think that, oh, they make a lot of money, yeah. But there's a lot of work behind the scene to cover these extra costs. Yeah. So that's basically how the weekend went. And of course, the city of Ottawa provided also 2 people that were there on site all weekend to help me out, replenish the washrooms, so make sure the litter is picked up, emptying the garbage can. Like, there's a lot of work that we had to do and that these 2 gentlemen from the city of Ottawa did for us.
I asked Lucy if she was part of one of the teams. She was not, but she talked a bit about the winning teams.
I was part of the scorekeepers because we need some of those for all the games that we have on. No, I not at my age, no more. Actually, the winners, the first Division A was BAD, which is B-A-D, which is the name of the team. And they're from pretty well everywhere. The runner-up were Mama G, which is Jessica Gayette's team. It was from Carlsbad. We had the Golden Seals, which is, again, people from a little bit of everywhere. But originally, the people were from Carlsbad. I hope I'm not going to miss anybody here now. Then we had the Big Kahunas, which is from outside. They were also very good. We had I'd Hit That, which is another group. And I know I'm missing one now, but it'll come back to me later on.
Further on, I asked Lucy about the future of the tournament. I especially felt her pride in the club's work. And as she said, it's a lot of work, but very rewarding in the end.
We will go ahead with it. Things change. Yes. We evolved. Like, we used to handle the kitchen. We don't anymore. Like, we had this gentleman, Barry Nixon, from the Metcalf Arena canteen. And he took it on. It was a lot of work, but he said he was very pleased with the result. So I guess he'll be back next year. And then we used to have our own members being the umpires. Mm-hmm. And time, like my husband, my brothers, you know, you get older and it gets a little harder. So we now hire the Eastern Ontario Umpire Association. So they come in, but we have to pay them another cost. And then the same thing for the bar. Like, we'll be making small changes next year, trying to alleviate the work so that you don't have as much. Like, we have a big tub that where we put all the booze in it to keep it cold. Well, maybe we're going to go back next year to having smaller coolers, because every night you got to empty this. So it's a lot of work. So we're just trying to find ways to improve it. And then, of course, maintain the profit that we make every year. We're actually meeting with the new president next week and just sort of see what she wants to do. Like, because every president has her cachet. Like, you know, like they want to do certain things that they think is good for the community. Yeah. So we'll meet with Sophie Arcan next week. Carlsbad has a great support. And it's very rewarding to be part of the Optimist Club. If you don't get yourself involved, you don't know what's really happening. And like I said, this weekend was an eye-opener for a few members that they didn't realize the amount of work. I keep on trucking.